Alright, so you guys, I am honestly shocked because I was not expecting to get this many questions. Honestly, I thought that, I don't know, particularly in the GWA community, like, I was like lesser known or something. But, I guess I was proven wrong. Or maybe it's just a lot of people coming from my profile. I don't know. But hello, everybody. This is Cutie and Lavender. This is actually my second AMA. My first one is on my Soundgasm, but I deleted it from Reddit because of stuff. But I'm happy to be here for the second round, and I'm answering questions even though this is due the 7th. But I already have so many questions that I just want to get them out the way now so that I don't wait till like the last minute and there's too many questions and this audio will be like an hour or something. So without further ado, here we go, onwards with the AMA. It's already been a minute. First set of questions comes from Little Mako, who is a veteran here on GWA, and I've interacted with them before, so that's very exciting to see that they're the top comment. Number one, why in lavender? It's just my favorite color, I guess, or one of my favorite colors. I would say probably my top favorite colors are lavender, turquoise, and pink. Those are like pastel aesthetic type colors. Number two, what's your favorite meal, dessert, snack, and drink? I feel like that's four questions in one. Okay. My favorite meal. Well, I'm Latina, as you all know already. I kind of blast it everywhere. I'm sorry about that. But my favorite meal that is Hispanic, I would actually have to say, because I rediscovered it, keyword re, I forgot how much like how good it was. Ceviche. Now, if you don't know what ceviche is shrimp, avocado, pepper, tomato, lime, drizzle, just like all the good shit, just like all mixed in one. It's so delicious. I would say that's my favorite meal. My favorite dessert is either apple pie or like good old-fashioned chocolate ice cream. Has anyone ever done a slice of apple pie with a scoop of chocolate ice cream on there? That shit would be dope. Snack and drink. Definitely gonna have to go with the classic sunflower seeds and bottle of Coke, because that's just the best. Well, what I can number three, what would you consider to be your cutest outfit? There is no cutest outfit. There's only the cutest outfit of the week. Like, that's how often I change up my clothes. I would say my cutest outfit right now would have to be the one I posted like a few minutes ago on my profile. It's this orange turtleneck that's short sleeved, and it's very like 90s looking. It has red, black, and white stripes all over it. And this black jean skirt that I have that the bottom's fraying. I like pairing that with black thigh-high socks, my Vans sneakers, and if it's cold, because it is fall and it's been like all over the place, the weather, it's either like really cold or really hot. If it's cold, I like pairing it with one of those jean jackets where the sleeves are like a hoodie kind of type, like a fleece, and there is a hoodie. It's like a jean vest, more like, actually, like a denim vest with sweater hybrid fusion thing. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, that's pretty much my outfit recently that I would consider the cutest. And of course, I like to accessorize with earrings. I have these earrings that look like the Sailor Moon heart compact, chibi moons, actually, I think it is. And I've been really into perfume lately, just smelling good. Number four, if you could have anyone be your dinner guest, who would it be? That's a really tough question, honestly. I'm not really in the know with celebrities or anything right now. I feel like probably last year, maybe even last month, I would have been like, oh, this person, that person. I have, like, my interests of people rotate so frequently, as shallow and like evil as it sounds. Anyone be my dinner guest? I don't know, I guess my mom, because it's been a while since I've been able to hang out with her. Not that she's, like, abandoned me or anything, but, like, I don't know. It's just, I like spending time with her. Number five, when do you feel the most sexiest? I feel the most sexiest when I go to class or something. I'm in college, you know, don't worry. When I go to class or when I go to, like, work or just in general, just going out in town, when I wear, like, lingerie under my clothes, I'll just be wearing, like, the most regular-ass jeans, t-shirt, but underneath, I will have the most prettiest pair of lingerie that Forever 21 carries. I'm not really at Victoria's Secret level yet, but I feel the most sexiest then, because it's kind of like my little secret, right? Like, I'm on the train with people, or I'm on the bus, like, you know, I'm somewhere surrounded by people, and I just think to myself, like, only I know I have lingerie underneath, you know, and it makes me feel sexy, because it's like, wow, these people have no, it feels like I'm hiding my power level, like, wow, these people have no idea what's going on, and if only they knew, you know, they would be just, like, blown away. Smiley face, I look forward to your answers. Well, I hope that answers your questions, little Mako. I feel a bit nervous, you know, it's been a while since I've done this, but hopefully my nerves will be calmed the more we go along. Smut McGee, who, you know, I'm cool if I would say, you know, we PM. We're actually doing a Detroit roleplay right now, that's been really fun. So, hey, Smut. Number one, would you rather spend your Saturday night out partying or staying home with someone you like? That hits me in the feels. I like partying. I like going out to club, you know. It's really fun to... It's the kind of moments I'm going to look back at when I'm old. You know, oh, I remember when I was younger, you know, I would, you know, come home on the train alone at, like, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, partying, you know. I like it, you know, I like doing that. But at the same time, you know, staying home with someone I like, that would be really nice, you know. I don't have anyone I like currently that I know in person. I've never really been in that situation where I had someone I liked that, you know, it's just chill. Except, of course, if you consider Mr. France, this fucking older guy I was hooking up with when I was younger. I mean, I guess that's comparable, but I, you know, to be honest, like, my mouth, like, bitters up thinking about him, so I don't know. But I would love to have, like, you know, that kind of experience, you know, like a boyfriend, girlfriend, doesn't matter, a friend, you know, just chilling home with them. Number two, what kink are you most curious about or would like to pursue further? The thing is that, honestly, I'm into things that are considered weird and are hard to find people in real life that are into, like oviposition, for example, egg laying. Aliens aren't coming to Earth anytime soon, you know. I don't have, and it's not like anybody, I doubt, like, I can just grab some random person on the street and be like, do you want to lay eggs in me? You know, like, it just wouldn't really work out. But I guess in a more realistic way, probably consensual non-consent, because I know people who are into bondage and they're into dirty talk and, like, domming and subbing, but they're not really at that level where they're comfortable with consensual non-consent, where I can tell them, you know, hey, how about next time we meet up, or like later on in the day after we hang out, you can, like, you know, just pin me to the wall and fuck me, and it's okay, I'll be okay with it, you know. I don't really know anybody that's comfortable with that, because they feel like they would be raping me. And to be fair, you have to set those ground rules and safety words and stuff in place before you go and do that, you know? I'm into free use, which I think goes hand in hand with that, but it's also hard to find people that are into that. And I feel like free use would be better suited if I was, like, living with a partner, which I don't have experience with, so I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, but it'll probably happen at some point in the future, hopefully. Number three, what movie would you have playing in the background while making out with someone? Damn. Any movie, really. I mean, I've gotten felt up. I mean, any movie, really. I've gotten fingered while watching Lego Batman in the theaters. As horrible as that sounds, because there's kids and their parents in there, it's really bad. But I mean, it's not like it was out in the open. It was a winter movie, so I was able to put on this big ass coat and he was just fingering me. But I'm not really picky about that shit. I mean, any movie really is, you know, my final answer, I guess. Four, favorite cuddle position. Just spooning. I like being the little spoon. Makes me feel like really secure and stuff. I don't really like being the big spoon, but maybe I just haven't met someone who would be good as the big who I would want to be, like, Jesus, like, want to be the big spoon for. And I don't have that much experience cuddling either, honestly, because the only person I have been able to cuddle with, he would be all like, oh, we're just fucking. Oh, cuddling makes me feel like I'm your boyfriend. I'm not your boyfriend. It's like, who the fuck cares? We're going to sleep. Who gives a shit? You're gonna be asleep. In theory, because I've only done it once, I would like to be, I would like more chances to be on top of a person and sleep on their chest, but I end up drooling and it's gross. And I've tried having it so that, you know, their arm is tucked under me and my head is on their chest, but like I'm still laying down into their side, but that's also really awkward. I don't know what to do with my arm that's pinned under me. I can't really put that under them. It's a really weird position. I guess just being the little spoon is my preferred. And follow-up question, is a hot dog a type of sandwich? I'm gonna have to go with no, because you technically you wow, holy shit. I cannot speak. You technically use one piece of bread. And sandwiches usually require two pieces of bread. So if there's a sandwich I don't know about that's one piece, I'm gonna have to go with hot dog is a hot dog, not a sandwich. You meanmoidoid. Wait, yeah, okay, that's how you say it. You meanmoidoid. How did you find GWA? Has it had a very large effect on your life, positively or negatively? So I actually found GWA about 2 years ago, and I don't remember exactly how I found out about it, but I do know I had just started getting into listening to erotic audios, and I had started listening through Literotica. There's someone on there who I was a big fan of at the time, The Grey Knight, and it's really funny because listening to his stuff now, I just completely fell out of love with it. I just think it sounds not so good, but I think I started getting frustrated with Literotica and not really finding that many good performers on there, no offense, but I think I probably Googled after like erotic audio and GWA was the first result and it was like, oh, I'm already on Reddit. So I made an account. Well, actually, no, at first I was just listening to people and commenting, and then at some point I'm like, you know what, I want to give back. I want to record some of these fun scripts and interact with people and have fans and stuff. So I made a separate account just for here. I verified myself. I recorded some audios. Would it does it ha has it had a very large effect on my life? I don't know about large, but I would definitely say it has a significant impact on my life. It definitely has made me feel more confident. It's contributed to me feeling more confident. I do like interacting with people, the community, other performers. I like being on GWA backstage. It does feel really nice to put out an audio and see my upvotes go up and then get people saying, wow, you know, this is really hot. I listened to this on the train ride home. Or, oh, you know, I've been so lonely and this audio you put out was so sweet. It really hit the mood, right? It's really nice. I would say positively. That's not to say it's perfect. There definitely are negative aspects about being a performer on GWA. definitely skewed more towards being a female performer, but that's not to say, that's not to negate, not to negate that male performers definitely probably do. I can't speak for males because I'm not a male, but I would not doubt, and I feel like I have seen some examples of male performers getting really creepy PMs and like, you know, people just like harassing them and stuff. I would say definitely people, I don't know if it's their personality, like they're just ignorant or they're intentionally like this. They just don't know how to behave in social settings. It's like, and it's the same thing with like porn stars too. Like, just because I'm putting myself out there as an actor or actress or whatever, that doesn't really give you the permission to start trying to barge into my personal life, you know, and overstepping boundaries. I make these audios for other people to enjoy, you know. That doesn't really give permission to people to start sending me unsolicited dick pics and talking about how they want to meet up with me in person, you know, how, you know, oh, I would fuck you so good, I would wife you and all this stuff. That's when you start getting creepy, you know. Especially people who right off the bat, like, oh, I really like your audios. Where do you live? How old are you? You know, where were you born? You know, shit like that. Like, that's really uncomfortable. That's when I block them, honestly. I would definitely say people overstepping boundaries and trying to ask for, you know, age, sex, location type questions is a negative aspect. And just a warning to anybody that is considering asking me stuff like that, I'm not even gonna entertain it. You know, you need to stop, okay? Mr. Licorice returns. Hey there, Lavender. Number one, the closest object on your right is now your superpower. What is it, and how will you use it to benefit mankind? Literally a napkin. A used napkin. I think left over from allergies or a cold or something. I don't fucking know. But, a tissue, a napkin becomes my superpower to benefit mankind. So, this is paper. And paper comes from trees. So, by extension, I guess I have nature powers. And nature, you gotta have a good balance. So, I would use my power to have an endless supply. I could, you know, make toilet paper and napkins appear in front of me. Can you imagine how many problems that would solve? A lot. Don't even think about it. Number two, do you play board games? If so, what is one of your favorites? One of my favorite board games, and no one ever wants to play it, but I understand why, but I do feel salty that they don't want to play it, is the Game of Life. I'm not speaking like a metaphor or pun or anything. There's literally a game called Life, and nobody ever wants to play it because it's the longest fucking game in the world. Like, it's seriously like on par with Monopoly, I feel like, which is another game I like to play. Except when motherfuckers talk about some, oh, okay, so it's me against two other people, and then those two other people are like, we're gonna make a partnership, we're gonna make a trade deal. So you're basically playing against both of us as one, and we're gonna own the whole board. I'm like, I didn't realize I was playing with cheaters. But the Game of Life, it's pretty much like you. First of all, it takes a long time to set up because it's a bunch of plastic pieces you gotta like fit into slots on the board. And you start out with the car, and pretty much it's like you spin this wheel and you go spaces. Pretty much you're living your entire life. And the goal is to get into like, I don't know, like a good nursing home or something, I think. It's pretty much like you go through, you know, stupid fucking hobbies and shit. Sorry, I'm burping. Stupid hobbies and shit you learn. Getting married, having kids, you know, medical bills, your car breaks down, you know, shit like that. So it's like you make money from work, but you also gotta pay taxes, you know, bills and shit. I think the objective is literally like to get into a nursing home, or retirement home, or I think it's to retire with like a lot of money, and whoever retires with the most money wins, I think. But it's just that it's the longest fucking game and nothing really happens. But I, for some reason, like playing it. I think it's the visuals, because it's like really pretty pictures and shit on there. Monopoly, as I said. It's a thing, I think this is technically a board game, but digitally enhanced. Seen It, Disney Edition. Because, like, you're still using the board, but most of it is DVD based, because that's where all the questions and, like, clips and shit are. I was about to say Trivial Pursuit, and then I'm like, wait, I don't think I ever played Trivial Pursuit. I feel like there is a board game where it's like trivia questions. Not seen it. I don't know what it is, but basic ass board games like Chutes and Ladders. There's a game I used to play when I was little called Pretty Pretty Princess. I don't remember that much about it. I just know that you get rings. If you get the black ring, like you lose a turn or some shit, and whoever wins gets this pretty ass plastic crown. But yeah, I haven't played a board game in a minute. Oh, and Backgammon is also like a game I like to play. That's a board game technically. How would you three, how would you celebrate winning the lottery? I would honestly try to be responsible and after paying taxes, set aside a bunch of money into my savings account and set aside money that I need to pay back to people, any loans I have. I would definitely want to give money to my parents for putting up with me because I feel like I was not the easiest person to raise. I would like to give money to people who really need it, like grandparents or anything. And then the rest, bitch, don't know how to act. That shit's gonna be gone in a minute, honestly. Oh, okay, it's. I heard some weird noise in the distance. That's just the faucet, okay? I thought it was like smoke or something. Or something sizzling. That made no sense. Next person, Heelboy67. Number one, chocolate or vanilla? Chocolate, all the way. Number two, how many shoes and boots are there in your closet? Roughly. That's a really hard question because I feel like I'm always getting shoes. I feel like I've turned into a stereotypical woman who, as a kid, I was like, how many clothes do you need? How many shoes do you need? And now I am that person. I literally like went to Burlington Coat Factory recently. All I went there for was just for like a belt, I think, and a shirt. And I came out with a pair of blue velvet Mary Janes, I think. I think that's the type of shoe. In total, shoes and boots, I would probably have to say I have somewhere between, you know, honestly, I'm just gonna average it out. I'm gonna say 15. I think I have 15 pairs in total, but I need to go through them because I don't really wear all of them. And I need to clear up space because we could always use more space in this house. I usually like getting boots and sneakers, but I have been trying to get more into dressy shoes because I feel like they're staple items that every person needs in their closet, you know? And as a woman, I feel like you need at least one pair of heels. I bought two pairs recently, black and red, and they look really nice, but since it's getting cold, I haven't really been able to wear them, which really sucks for my bank. Three, what is your second favorite subreddit? So I guess we're gonna have to go to my list thing on the app. Technically, if we're going by stars, and the stars go by alphabetical order, it's anal, our anal, but I would probably say that's my number one favorite. So my second favorite, Rule 34 probably. Or just general not safe for work gif. I don't know. Is there any? Okay. And finally, DMatter 832. What's the thing you are most nerdy about? For example, movies, anime, books, manga, etc. I used to be a huge weeaboo when I was in middle school. Not so much anymore. It's actually crazy. I never thought I was gonna grow out of that. I used to be the stereotypical Gen Xer or Gen Z or whatever. People who were born, like, within that age range, like people who grew up with both 90s cartoons and 2000s cartoons. I'm like within that age range. Just like anybody of that particular generation, I was like a Hot Topic head. I thought I was so cool listening to like rock and like emo or whatever, while everyone else was listening to hip hop and pop music, whatever was on the radio. I was really into anime. And I would be like, oh, why do I get bullied? Why am I so weird? Not that bullying's a good thing, but like part of it was just, I don't know, I just kind of acted like I was better than everybody because I was into different things when like I'm not, I'm just a normal person, but like I'm not anything special. But now, what am I most nerdy about? I would say I'm most nerdy about animation, like the actual medium and the industry. I like learning about, how, for example, 101 Dalmatians use Xerox machines to animate. I like learning about rotoscoping. Animation, definitely. I would say film techniques and stuff, like cinematography, is a nerdy interest of mine. Fashion to a certain extent, but not really. And gaming, even though I don't have like a PS4 or anything, but I do like learning about it. I think for the most part, I just like learning. It's not stuff that's useful unless, I get kidnapped one day and someone holds a gun to my head and it's like, oh, the 1952 London fog, If they quiz me about that, I'm gonna know about it, but it's like in everyday life, it's useless shit. What series fandom do you love the most? Like Star Wars or something like Harry Potter? Your favorite fictional saga or fandom to be a part of? This might come as a shock, but I don't associate myself with any fandom. I think they're all trash, honestly. Every fandom has problems. Especially modern shit, like modern animes, modern cartoons, modern games. Like, every fandom is fucking trash. And it's not like everybody in it is garbage, but there's like a vocal minority who makes the whole community look bad, and it makes me want to go, I don't want to associate with it. That whole fucking Rick and Morty shit that was going on with the Szechuan sauce. And that's another thing. I feel like I've been falling out. I've fallen out of love with Rick and Morty. I liked the first season. I was a huge fan of it. When it was like relatively new. On Adult Swim, I was there every Sunday watching it. Season 2 is when it started like getting a bit iffy, the popularity grew. And then season 3, this one that just passed, was just garbage. I was just not a fan at all. And I hate Pickle Rick, and I'm really upset that it won an Emmy, because it's just a meme. Pretty much a meme won an Emmy. That's how I see it. But when that whole Szechuan sauce shit goes on, and people talk about just like regurgitating whatever fucking catchphrase this past season came up with, I'm just like, ooh, I'm not into that. So, like, Pickle Rick or whatever. So when people ask, oh my god, are you like a part of the Rick and Morty fandom, or like, are you a fan of Rick and Morty? I'm like, I like the show, but like, I don't associate myself with the fandom. And the same thing with anything. I would say the only fandom I would consider myself a part of would be Sailor Moon. That's just because I've loved the show since I was a kid. And to my knowledge, like, it's something that like almost everybody's into. It's very iconic, very well-known classic anime. And for the most part, people are chill. You won't see people like running down the street or like making videos rioting at fucking McDonald's because, oh, they ran out of the Sailor Moon sauce, or you don't see anything like that, I don't think. It's relatively tame. But I feel like there was something else that I was into that the fans were just like overboard. I don't know. I see other fandoms for shit I'm not into that I'm just like, oof. K-pop apparently made a resurgence recently. I used to be really into K-pop as well when I was younger, but I was into like 21, SNSD. I was into Brown Eyed Girls, but I was never really into like the guys or anything. But apparently, there's like some new K-pop band like BTS or something that has recently blown up, and every fucking website I go to and like in real life and shit, just people just nonstop talk about this group, and like proudly calling themselves stans and shit. Like no, like you if you remember Eminem's stan, like that's not a good thing to be calling yourself, you know? So I'm just like, I get it. I mean, I'm making a general assumption that these fans are mostly like middle school and high school age girls, because that's the age I was when I was into K-pop. But it's just like eventually at some point you grow up and you let it go, and it's just like fucking harassing other people because they're not into them. Or I actually saw an artist I follow on Instagram who is Korean was posting a video about Korean fetishism and how she really doesn't like how Westerners have been fetishizing Korean men because they're into BTS or whatever, and she got a lot of hate, and people were like, oh, you know, I bet you're not even really Korean and shit. It's just like, this is why people don't like you, you know? I have a rapper I really like, Cupcake, who she's kind of like today's Little Kim, you know? Her lyrics are very sexually charged, but very sex positive. You know, and she really is all about giving back to the community. Not all her songs are about sex. She's actually said herself, like, you know, I like doing these sex songs to show that, you know, women can talk about sex, but they're also funny. They're not always meant to be taken seriously. But she does have songs about like anti-pedophilia, you know, growing up in the ghetto, and those songs don't get as much attention as like the crazy sexual songs. So she's like, that's not my fault. I can't control what people choose to listen to, but they should know that I have that message out there. Apparently, at some point, these K-pop fans were bullying her or something, and she didn't take it well, or like some shit went down. I was upset about that. I'm like, come on, man, there's no point for that. Like, I'm just like, there's just no need. I don't know. I'm gonna stop here because I'm out of questions, and I'm already at half an hour. And if I go on anymore, I will rant about shit that doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, not themes. Things. So, I guess with that, this is Cutie and Lavender signing off on this AMA of October, the first week of October. If I get any more questions, I'll do a part two, but I'm not expecting to get any more questions. I'll be really surprised if I do, but if I do, in that case, I will record a second part. But this is part one of part one. And with that, have a good night. I am out.